If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
The good liars.
The good liars.
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeBrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we're going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, today on the show, we're going to talk about war crimes. We're going to ask the question, do they count if you were drunk when you committed them? But before we get into all that, we want to remind you, you can support us on Substack. We have a paid tier. You'll get all sorts of exclusive content, and you're going to help us go to all the terrible places that we go to. And DeBrom, how are you feeling today? Are you tired? Are you awake? Are you present?
That's a great question. You know, sometimes I hover between all of those things. I think I'm awake today. I had a big coffee on an empty stomach. That's my new thing that I do. Have a big coffee and then kind of freak out for a little while. But, you know, at least I'm awake.
That's interesting that you have a coffee on an empty stomach, because you would always criticize me for doing that. I have to have a coffee before I eat. It's just part of my thing. I need that caffeine jolt to feel
awake. You know that on the road, I'm always like, I can't have this coffee before I eat something. Yeah. But now I'm doing it, and I am really awake and feeling really good for about an hour.
Okay, good. That's great.
And that's this hour.
Well, okay, good. We're in the window. That's amazing. So that was actually, you know, it was a leading question to a segue about our president, Donald J. Trump, former reality show host. I don't know. He was the host of Celebrity Apprentice. Remember that show all those years ago?
I think so. He would you're fired, but it was like, it's kind of funny because he was such a, like, a not a good businessman in his actual business life. And so I don't know if that was part of the show. It was like, you're supposed to at him. I don't know.
But we're talking about the same guy, which is good. We're on the same page here. Donald Trump, I want to read you a headline here, DeBrom. This is from Tuesday. Trump said he was, quote, sharper than I was 25 years ago. Then he spent an hour appearing to doze off again. That's from CNN, the world leader in news. Donald Trump apparently was falling asleep the other day. I'm going to read you this CNN article. At the start of a cabinet meeting just after noon Eastern on Tuesday, President Donald Trump made his seemingly obligatory reference to sleepy Joe Biden. Then he assured he was, quote, sharper than I was 25 years ago. This is a quote from Trump. Trump is sharp, but they're not sharp, Trump said of the newspaper. He said, Trump is sharp. He was talking about himself in the third person, like The Rock, I guess. But over the next hour and a half, Trump struggled to embody the sharpness and vigor he had just laid claim to. In fact, he seemed to wage a lengthy and often losing battle with a midday nap. That's just beautiful writing by CNN. I'm going to tip my cap to them right now. That was beautiful. Beautiful. So what do you make of this? He's calling. Yeah. He talks about sleepy Joe Biden. And we should say, a couple times during his presidency, you know, they're around the same age, these two old senior citizens.
Can you say geezers?
Joe Biden,
is that a bad name?
I think you can say geezers at this point. Okay. When you've had two geezers in a row be president, and you could make the argument that, you know, Trump was a geezer in his first term. He's certainly more of a geezer now than he was in the first term. That's just science. You get, the older you get, the more geezer-esque
more
you become.
You're close to what everybody would have to consider a geezer. And now we're on our, according to you anyway, your opinion, probably the third geezer presidency in a row.
Well, we don't know who's running. I would say you could make the argument. You could make the argument his first term was. I'm not saying that that's definitely a fact. And facts are important. So he's calling him Sleepy Joe. What's the name for Trump now? Sleepy Don is the obvious one. Sleepy Donald. But, like, is there
Donald Trump is a rock Trump or something? I don't know. Is that what, the rock was not part of his quote. That was something you were interjecting there?
I was interjecting. CNN did not put that in. Like, so he was referring to himself in the third person.
I want to talk about a couple parts of what you said. So he's saying he's sharper than he was 25 years ago, and now he's falling asleep during a cabinet meeting. So you have to wonder what his like board meetings were like 25 years ago. Was he just like on the floor asleep? Like, he's doing better now. Let me look this up.
I'm going to type this.
What it looked like.
Typing this
then.
Into the computer. What was Donald Trump like 25 years ago? Oh, Donald Trump in coma. So he is made sharper.
Facts, truth, all that stuff.
He tells the truth.
Yeah. If he was doing much, much worse 25 years ago, then you would have to give that to him, that he's doing better now.
A little odd that we now have presidents, the last two presidents, like, are now just falling asleep, and everyone's just like, there were people, certainly the left was defending Joe Biden. Like, these are always edited videos that you put out, that the right's putting out of Joe Biden falling asleep. They were cutting out some of his naps.
He actually slept a lot longer than this.
He actually said some pretty smart things in his sleep. You know, he's an intelligent guy. He knows foreign policy. Like, even when he's dreaming, he knew exactly what the
dreams where he actually comes up with some of his best stuff. So you cut out that completely.
I'm serious, folks. I'm asleep, folks. I'm asleep.
So, you know, he also says, did you read this part yet? That you people are crazy, right? Is that what he goes on to say? Did you read that part of the article? Trump chastised reporters for what he casts as unfair treatment when it comes to his health and stamina, adding, you people are crazy. Didn't he just get an MRI and didn't know which body part it was on?
Yeah. I don't know if that makes you crazy. Just maybe makes you, you know, a senior citizen. You're a little forgetful.
Yeah, you're getting a little older, getting a little slower. Have you got an MRI before? Have you been lucky enough to get one?
Never.
You know what the part of the body is, because they strap that part in and then you are put into this claustrophobic kind of machine that's pointing at that part of the body. Sure. Preventative MRI, Peter says. So I wonder what it was preventing, because he's definitely undergoing some stuff right now.
It prevented him from remembering which totally body different. Part was being getting an right, MRI right. at that point. So we've got senior citizen presidents. I think this should just be a buddy comedy at this point. I think we get J.D. Vance out of there. We put Biden in there as VP. Trump won the election. He'll be the VP. And we'll just see the two of them talking and arguing, two old men arguing.
Well, now you're saying slotting in Joe Biden for J.D. Vance, because that would fit into some of these theories that we've heard on the road, where people will say, I see Donald Trump being part of the next administration because the Constitution says he can't be president. He'll be vice president. Why not have Joe, who's only served one term, be the president, Trump be the vice president? And that's where the comedy kind of picks up, right?
Wait a second. It just occurred to me. We've heard so many people on the road saying that it's not that's an actor. That isn't Joe Biden. That's Jim Carrey in a mask or whoever. All these people in a mask. J.D. Vance. Maybe is Joe Biden wearing a J.D. Vance? He might already be in the White House now. We have to check in with our sources to confirm this. The next
J.D. Vance could be Joe Biden in a J.D. Vance mask.
Yeah.
It could be J.D. Vance in a Joe Biden mask in a J.D. Vance mask.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Well, a lot of layers to this one. All right. We'll have to do a little more research on this idea we just had and find out if we're going to say it's truth. But right now I will say that is definitely true, that Joe Biden is the vice president now wearing a J.D. Vance mask. I don't know if it's all the layers that you're saying.
Much,
you're sounding a little crazy.
True, right?
Yeah. But no matter what, I want a Biden-Trump ticket. I don't know who's going to be at the top, but that's what I want. It's like the grumpier old men, and what was the name of that? My Fellow Americans, when the two presidents who hated each other, ex-presidents, had to solve a caper together. Anyway, the other
you're saying there are some possibilities, and I'm excited for whatever comes next. Hopefully, a Biden-Trump presidency.
Yes. The other big news that was breaking today is, folks, we got him. We got him. Do you remember when they did that with Saddam Hussein? We got him.
Yeah.
We got him.
And then Biden said to Obama, it's a big fucking deal.
This is a big fucking deal. No, that's a different though. That was for healthcare. But the I want to prove.
Was it really?
That was healthcare. Yeah, that was healthcare.
That's a big fucking deal. BFD.
It's a big fucking deal. I'm pretty sure about it. I'd bet any amount of money. So we got him. We got him to finish my thought. We got the January 6th pipe bomber. I don't know if it was technically January 5th where the bombs were put out there, if it was late in the morning.
It was.
Early in the morning.
Right.
The pipe bomber that everyone across the board, across the political spectrum, was trying to figure out who this person was that laid a bunch of, I don't know, were they faulty bombs? They were put
yeah,
bombs
they did not detonate. What, should I just read? The New York Times put out a little update.
Oh, please. Please.
That I'll read real quick. So the headline is Trump administration live updates, colon, suspect arrested in January 6th pipe bomb investigation, officials say. I feel like they have to follow things up with officials say just because they'll say anything. You'll find out if it was true or not. Federal agents on Thursday arrested a suspect in Virginia on charges of having planted two pipe bombs near the Capitol the night before January 6th, 2021. That's why you said maybe it was a January 5th pipe bomber, which if the officials said it was January 6th pipe bomber, that's why you have to qualify that with officials said, because they already got something wrong. Okay. The suspect's identity remained unclear for the moment, but the arrest could ultimately provide an answer to one of the most enduring mysteries arising from January 6th. Who planted the pipe bombs on Capitol Hill outside the national headquarters of both the Republican and Democratic parties on the night before a congressional ceremony certifying that Joseph R. Biden Jr., had won the 2020 election.
Wow.
There
so
you go.
So who
have
is it? Who do you think it is?
Yeah. Well, if you're... everyone, and I think these people were very smart, all these people online saying it was definitely Marjorie Taylor Greene. So I expect that she will be appearing in court.
But that would make sense now with Donald Trump, with his feuding with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's like, and guess what? She did this too. All these sleuths, these left-wing sleuths online were right.
Is that another theory we're going to prove correct right now? Donald Trump is feuding with her, and now he's going to throw her under the bus? He was like, we have this person that needs to be caught, you know?
She was about to get sworn in as a member of Congress, but she decided to put some pipe bombs out there the night before. It was such a dumb fucking conspiracy theory. It's a dumb
most
world.
Most of them are so dumb. Yeah.
Most of them are dumb. Most of them are dumb. So who do you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be Antifa? You think he's going to say it's Antifa? Antifa?
Is that the head of Antifa in that hoodie right there?
Well, they're wearing a mask.
Possible.
Okay, they're wearing a mask. They're worried about their health and others' health. So that's
right.
Well, that leans, it's, you know, they could be, you know, trying to like hide their identity, or they were genuinely concerned with people's well-being in the height of a pandemic.
Right. I know we were. I mean, that was the day we were wearing masks. I see our interviews from that day. We were concerned about everyone's health. It wasn't, you know, it was also a cold day. It was nice to be wearing a mask, to be honest.
Yes. Yes. But so what do you think? Left, right? Who's it going to be?
Center.
Which side?
I think it's a moderate.
Center.
I think it's an moderate. Extreme moderate.
Pete Buttigieg is there. He did
with his hoodie. That's, you know, again, it's nice to talk things through, because sometimes you settle on what seems to be the most likely outcome. It's some sort of extreme moderate, possibly Pete Buttigieg.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Our president said that
January
the
5th pipe bombs.
January 5th. It's important to get
January
that 5th. Right.
Yeah. So what do you think? I mean, I'm going to go with an extreme moderate. Do you think there's any chance that it wasn't an extreme moderate?
I don't know. I'm going to say it was probably a moderate Republican. That's probably a moderate, yeah. A Jeff Flake.
Like a Romney.
Jeff Flake of the world.
Like a Jeff Flake.
Yeah, Mitt Romney. Right. Mitt Romney was there. He was like, I just want to be involved. I want people talking about me a little bit.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, you've...
Quite possible.
You've been caught.
You've
Sorry,
done it
buddy.
Again.
You did it again. You got us again, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess that's good that, you know, somebody planted some bombs and they were caught, so... Way to go, as long as this is not some bullshit.
Suspect. Let's wait to see. Let's wait to see what's going on here.
Let's wait to see. All right.
Let's not pass any judgment. We can be reasonably sure it was some sort of crazed moderate, but let's wait to see how the facts.
Okay. I love that. I love that conspiracy theory, Jerome. I give that a 10 out of 10. Should we talk about the drunken fog of war crimes?
Please.
Do you want to talk
There's
about
so much
that?
Going on with this. I would love to get into it.
Okay, so we all know Pete Hegseth. If you're a fan of the weekend edition of Fox and Friends, you know him well. Mm-hmm. He was on Fox and Friends for quite some time, Fox News contributor for a while, and then, you know, he's a weekend host. That's a big deal, especially
that's
when...
That's a big fucking deal.
It's a big fucking deal. I'll tell you why it's a BFD, because if you are on Fox and Friends,
and also
just Fox
Friends.
News in general, you are basically... That's like having your resume at the top of the pile. For Donald Trump, if he
you're like on the other end of the tin can and the string with Donald
yes,
Trump.
Yes, exactly. You're giving him all of his facts that he will then spout out to the world. Maybe misremembering it a little bit, but so this is from the New York Times this morning, just about the September 2nd attack. Do you mind reading this, Jerome?
So basic facts about the September 2nd attack, including that the boat had turned back before the attacks were reported that month. But since then, the administration has announced its disputed theory that the United States is in an armed conflict with cartels, and a group of Democratic lawmakers recorded a video telling members of the armed services that they could refuse illegal orders, prompting a furious White House response. Against that backdrop, on November 28th, the Washington Post published a more detailed account of the September 2nd attack. It said Admiral Bradley had ordered the second strike to fulfill a spoken directive from Mr. Hegseth to kill everyone, prompting bipartisan questions about war crimes. The administration has denied certain aspects and implications of that account. Now, do you think, I mean, you kind of started this discussion. Do you think Pete Hegseth had maybe been to happy hour before issuing the orders or?
I don't know. I mean, yes, he could have been in the drunken fog of war crimes at that point. I think it's worth remembering that the person that gave the order to kill everyone is this guy.
The axe. Who's going to win this battle with the lumberjack? That's going to be on that.
Oh.
I'm putting my money on Clayton.
I got to say, you can kind of understand why they missed with the first strike.
Watch. Oh. So for anyone who's listening right now, that was Pete Hegseth on Fox and Friends throwing an axe at a giant. It really couldn't be a bigger bullseye than the one in front of him. And he misses it altogether and hits a member of the West Point marching band and hits him pretty hard with an axe. And it caused a whole scene there. And that's the person who gave the order, kill them all, kill them all. Right. So that's where we are in the world. Said it before, the dumbest timeline. We're definitely living in the dumbest timeline right now. I think that's
so you're saying that guy missed with the first strike.
That guy missed with the first strike and hit a member of the military. And there was a spoken directive from Pete Hegseth. And then after the first strike hit the boat, there were people, survivors, who were clinging to the wreckage. And then they sent another strike and killed those people. And a Democrat who saw it today said it was one of the worst things he's ever seen in his life. And so this is from Peter. Hegseth told reporters, I didn't personally see survivors. The thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see it. This is called the fog of war. Wow. Thank you, Pete. You're bringing us our drunken fog of war crimes. Soundbite right there.
Right. So this is the fog of war. Now, I don't know enough about the fog of war, but if one side is not under fire or in danger in any way. Does that describe that scenario? I mean, I would have thought the fog of war
or
would be that
fighting them in any way. Like they're not
right.
That's
what I mean.
It would declare war.
Fog of war would describe like two sides where there is confusion in a battle. But this is like an aerial assault on a boat that is not firing back or a threat. Is that right?
Yes. 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 I mean, Democrats and Republicans have said, is this, you know, there's been no act of Congress to declare war. Trump just kind of thought it the same way he thought, I'm going to declassify these files that I'm going to take to Mar-a-Lago. And that is a declaration of, he called them terrorists, I should say, and that he was taking out terrorists. And now it seems like it's, I was going to say, like, it's war crimes, right? I mean, we can say that's war crimes.
Well, it depends how drunk you are. I mean, I think that's why how you started the show. So, if you're drunk enough, do you think that the phrase fog of war describes this scenario? Maybe. And if you think that is accurate, then, you know, ordering these strikes verbally or otherwise, if you're drunk enough, you know, does that constitute wrongdoing in any way? If you're drunk enough. Right? You have to ask.
Okay, so the fog of war is a military term for the uncertainty and confusion that comes from a lack of information during a battle, making it difficult
during
to
a battle,
make clear decisions.
I think the
keyword could take out battle and put in a heavy night of drinking or just normal night of drinking. And that might be the answer to our question here.
But all seriousness, does any of it matter if you're blackout drunk? Because you're not going to remember any of it, right?
Yeah, but you know, the sober light of day, you know, things come to light. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? You get it.
I know what you mean. It's got to be really serious.
The Democratic lawmakers who released that video saying that military servicemen and women, they could refuse illegal orders. Donald Trump responded to that. We talked about this the other day. That he talked about it saying, you know, reposting things that they should be hung. They should be hung for treason. This is punishable by
treason
death.
Treason is super serious, right? I mean, that's really serious. Punishable by death. So to say that, you'd imagine these people have done some serious things to undermine the country. Anybody who would say something like that would have done something that would harm national security in some way, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And by Trump's rationale, that would be punishable by death. They'd committed treason. Anyway, here's a clip from 2016 of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
There are some guys at Leavenworth who made really bad choices on the battlefield. And I do think there have to be consequences for abject war crimes. If you're doing something that is just completely unlawful and ruthless, then there is a consequence for that. That's why the military said it won't follow unlawful orders from their commander in chief. There's a standard, there's an ethos, there's a belief that we are above what so many things that our enemies are.
Okay, so wait a second.
Okay.
So is that treasonous, what he just said? That is treasonous, right?
I think if the other statements were treasonous, that would absolutely be exactly the idea behind the other statements, right? It would matches 100% with the things that Trump deemed treasonous and punishable by death. So I kind of expect him to put out a statement, a similar statement today about Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, and definitely do some retruths of people calling for the
maybe
death.
160 over the course of one night. Did that happen a couple nights ago? Right?
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel did it. He like showed all of them.
Truly bananas to see all that at once.
Well, in his defense,
that's why he's got to do the daytime naps. if you're up all night, if you're tweeting 160 times in a night, when are you going to catch up? Cabinet
I know.
Meeting in front of the press.
Do you think that all this stuff with Trump could just be attributed to like how social media has melted all of our brains? Obviously, he's a total fuck of a person to begin with, but that he like his mind has been melted by social media. In a way, the first president really to have their mind melted by social media. That's his echo chamber. He's in there. He's trying to get the likes. He's
it's like
posting
chicken
all
or
the
egg for me a little bit with that.
Oh,
because,
you coined that term, right?
Yeah. A little while ago, I came up with this term. So there's a chicken. You have a chicken, right? You see chicken running around. Yeah. Well, did the chicken come first and birth the egg, or was the egg the first thing? So anyway, that's I was noodling around with.
It was the egg.
In my head. Well, yeah, but how, what laid the egg, right?
The chicken.
Yeah. And, all right. And how did that chicken come to? Okay, so I guess I worry or wonder, you know, Donald Trump certainly a victim of today's, you know, cable news and social media landscape, but also how much has he shaped that and made misinformation not a bad thing if you can get ahead? He's created this world in which you're kind of like all bets are off because he's the president of the United States and he's doing it. So I kind of think he's laid the groundwork for that to be the current state of things, but also I'm sure he's affected by it. If you're up scrolling social media and watching Fox News and truthing 160 times in a night, then you're probably not doing great.
Yeah, you need an MRI for sure. Yeah. A preventative one at, you know, mm-hmm. the very least. Well, DeVram, before we wrap up this episode and leave and go, I want to remind everybody to support us on Substack, our paid tier, get exclusive content. Plus, you're going to be doing us a big solid and just like really making us feel good. And you know my mm-hmm. voice is a little messed up today. You can hear that I am a little under the weather. You hear that, right. DeVram, right?
I do hear that. I do okay. hear that.
You hear
sorry.
That a little.
Did you need me to should I be apologetic? Should I feel bad for you? Is that what you're
yes,
trying to
obviously.
Do?
Obviously okay. feel bad yep. for me,
yes.
please.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Yes.
Also, you can go to goodliarstore.com and we've got all sorts of new merchandise up there right now. It's a great way to support us and then look good while doing it. For sure.
I love that. Yeah.
Moment of truth, DeVram. I was thinking earlier today about everything and just thinking like the two things with Trump, it's like always dumb, it's always evil, dumb, evil. That's like the thing, like it's a phrase for it. I don't think it's going to catch on. I don't think people are going to be like, it's not that catchy. But I do think it does, it's like it is the dumbest evil you could possibly be because everything is so dumb with Donald Trump. And that's my moment of truth. And it really is fragmented because I am not feeling well. And I'm just trying to talk my way through it right now. How'd I do?
Made total sense to me, but also I'm overly caffeinated and not.
You're just like,
clearly.
Yeah. He's bounding yeah. down in the pilot when he's like doing all that coke. He's like, oh, I love CDs. I love mixtapes. That's awesome. Anyway,
we should buy a boat. That's from Corky Romano. Obviously.
Okay. We're getting all yeah. sorts of dated references in here. But before we get out of here, DeVram, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience?
I do. I mean, this is a recommendation that I'm okay. going to take that I haven't even taken myself. So word of wisdom, when those Instagram videos come, the cooking ones where they put like cheese on a tray mm-hmm. and they bake that and they make that the tortilla for some sort of a...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.